Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mummer of Many. I'm Christine, and I'm excited to release today this word. We're coming through the month of May into Jubilant June. Hey, our words define our world. And we are coming out of negative speak, as the Lord has been teaching us, into kingdom speech. We are in the decade of the mouth, as we went into the 2020s, which for in Israel was the 5780s. That number 80, it represents mouth. Breath. We see how the enemy tried to suppress even our very breath, the COVID that broke out and the face masks that were so holding back and trying to contain speech. But I sense at this time, as we're coming through midway now, that decade, the decade of the mouth, that God's word, the power of the breath of God, the Holy Spirit, is being released, unleashed through his church, through his own, from his throne at this time, I believe, like never before. Can't you just sense something rising? The Lord has miracles in store. These are exciting times to be alive. And what the enemy tried to stop naturally with a pandemic, well, supernaturally, nothing that the Lord does can ultimately be contained, restrained. But instead, at this time, the Lord is calling us to break off all restraint, to break out. The Lord is going to break through for me and for you, and we are going to burst. There is a bursting forth. Burst the dam. It is double portion time. There's a bursting forth into all that the Lord has stored up for us in these exciting times that we get to be alive as we partner with heaven on the earth. So for this prophetic release, Jubilee and Jubilance June 2025, Jewish month, Sivan 5785. We've come through the first month of God's calendar. Now, remember that God ordained the calendar in scripture. He gave it to his people when they came out of Egypt. And he said, this shall be the first month to you, our God of new beginnings. And that was the month of Nisan, which was our month of April. The tribe represented within that month is Judah. Send Judah first. Hey, whatever you're facing, send Judah first. Send up your praise. Judah means praise. And as your praise goes forward, the Lord will release victory all around you from the enemy that has come against you on every side. It seems the Lord says, praise me, and you will know only complete victory. You can take that assurance by the word of the Lord today. So then we came through the month of May now, which was the second month that was given to Israel in their spiritual calendar. And that is the month Iyar, which means light. And there is enlightenment. And it's also a month of transition, because in the month of Iyar and in the month during the month of May, from Passover to Pentecost, that is when the Jewish people were told to count the Omer. And it's a time of preparation, of coming into where God was bringing them to be a nation at Mount Sinai, where God then gave to the Jewish people the laws. He gave them their culture. He gave them their kingdom customs and culture. He made them his people, his royal priesthood. They left Egypt as slaves, just as we leave this world, the life and patterns of sin, as slaves to sin and darkness. But we come out and the Lord leads us forward, and he leads us into his kingdom as kings and priests. And that's what the Lord wants us knowing today. We have that double anointing on our lives in every way. We are his kings and his priests. So they have been preparing, and we have been preparing now, because it's cyclical, the word of the Lord. And as God has given these spiritual times and these appointments with him, I have sensed the transition in the last month or so, I've sensed the Lord just breaking me free from strongholds that want to keep a grip of my life and stop me going free jubilantly into June and into all the miraculous zone that the Lord has for us. We need to break off, shake off all containment, all that would hold us back and hold us down at this time, because the children of Israel, although the enemy was there, he was chasing them from behind, he was coming to take out the weak and the weary and the worn, though they faced so many oppositions and the water ran out and they didn't have any food, the Lord was teaching them through that season to trust only in him, to let go of the old, to let go of dependencies on anything else, and in humility and complete dependency, they were to look to and to trust their God as their one source and the resource. And that's what the Lord has been doing with our lives as we've been going through sometimes what seems like dire times. It's so that we will trust in him. In Jeremiah 17:7, I say it many times, it's become one of my favorite verses, that those who God will bless with happiness, those who trust in him, those who trust in the Lord alone. God plus nothing is everything that we need to succeed. So they were coming to that place then of Mount Sinai where God was giving to Moses the Ten Commandments after 50 days. That number of Jubilee. Oh, how the Lord annually loved to give his people a Jubilee. Didn't want them waiting 50 years, but the fullness of his goodness and his presence and his blessing. And then the other, the supernatural, the wonder. Jesus said after he rose from the dead, he died at Passover, 40 days as they were counting the Omer, Jesus ascended to heaven. And then he said, wait in Jerusalem until he sent power from on high, till he clothed them with power. And at that 50th day, the same day that the Lord poured out his word on his people, is the same day when the Spirit and the Word came together. Christ, the Holy Spirit, the very Word of God, was poured out at Pentecost. How amazing is God's timing? We can trust his timings. We can trust him with our lives. So June, the Jewish month, Sivan, it runs from sundown, Tuesday, the 27th of May, 2025, to sundown, Thursday, the 26th of June, 2025. What does Sivan mean? It means Hebraically, it has this whole concept of our covering. When the Lord poured out the law, gave his laws, gave his culture, gave his kingdom purposes to his people and made them a nation, he was their covering. He was their covering for the 40 years in the wilderness. When the Holy Spirit was poured out upon us at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit clothed us, covered us, that we no longer are powerless, but we have been restored to that very position and more that Adam and Eve knew in the garden. The Lord, what we lost through sin in the Garden of Eden, was restored to us at the cross and through Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit, the life of the Spirit, has come into us once more. In the Old Testament, we can see that people, the Holy Spirit would come upon them. Samson, the Spirit of God came upon him and he was able to destroy a lion and he was able to do these mighty works. But the Holy Spirit wasn't living in them at that time because of sin. But when Jesus came, when the price was paid with his precious blood for us, the Holy Spirit then came, could come and live in us again at Pentecost. So that's what we're commemorating. And that's what, not just commemorating, it's a cycle with God. Let's be expectant for the Lord to pour into us once more in this season as we align increasingly with his times and we know and understand what the Lord is wanting to do in our lives. So Sivan means our covering. It's associated with the tribe of Zebulun. That can often have an association with giving, generosity, with the business community, with the marketplace anointing, the kings out there in the world. And we are kings and priests, aren't we, at this time? We've got the double anointing which has been given to us. Zebulun means desired dwelling, glorious dwelling place. It's what the Lord spoke to me, dwelling where God resides, he provides. Isn't that beautiful? I'm going to say it again. Where God resides, he provides. So Zebulun, it means glorious dwelling. When the Lord dwells within us, he is the glory within us. And it's when Jesus is within us that we are going to be able to release the full weight of God's presence, his miracles, his wonders, his mighty works everywhere we go. The action associated with this month of Sivan is walking, continuous walking. They were told, the children of Israel, when Moses was given the law, the instructions of God of how to live for him and please him and be his kingdom people, they were told to walk out his Torah, to walk out his commands, to live them. They couldn't do it. But thank God that on another mount, at Mount Zion, the Holy Spirit was poured out again upon us there. And the Holy Spirit then wrote, no longer were the commandments of God just written on tablets of stone, but written on our hearts, so that we may by the Holy Spirit walk the talk, so that we may by the Holy Spirit fulfill his word in and through our lives. Let his promises be our pavement and our pathway that we walk strong upon. That's what the Lord wants to say to us for this month of June and in this month of Sivan. Sivan is also known as the month of twins. And the constellation in the sky is Gemini, which is the twins. Double portion time. I want to declare prophetically over you today. You are not imprisoned. You are not contained any longer by lack, by inferiority, by fears, by doubts. We're breaking off, we're breaking out. God is breaking through. He's done it all at the cross for me and for you. And we're bursting forth into the glorious, miraculous new and all that the Lord has for us. Return to your stronghold, Zechariah 9:12 says. You prisoners of hope. Hope biblically is a confident expectation of good and of God. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. There's the picture of the twins there. There's the double portion anointing and a blessing that is upon us as we are aligning with God's timing and taking by force. The kingdom of God suffers violence. We know his word. We take by force what are our kingdom rights as his kingdom kids at this time to bring great glory to his name. The twins are represented in Hebrew thought of the two tablets, the twin tablets at Sinai, where the law was written on. What they are told to do at Passover, the children of Israel, they wave an offering. It's the very first of the barley offering, and it's just a sheaf of barley. But at Pentecost, there's the culmination, there's the completion, there's the fullness, and they're told to bring two loaves. So it's said to also mean within the twins, it can represent that, the double portion, that convergence, that completion, as the children of Israel were told to bring an offering of two loaves of wheat from the wheat harvest. So the former and the latter coming together at this time, prophetically, I believe, and God bringing to completion in your life and perfection all that concerns you, I sense the Holy Spirit saying today. It means to see, to perceive naturally and supernatural. Supernaturally seeing, vision, fresh vision and insight. The twins, literally, Jacob and Esau were born in this month and in the Bible, and also the twins Perez and Zerah. I've just been ministering at a conference and wow, what power pack there is right there. Perez means breakthrough, and the beautiful name Zerah means light, enlightenment, to rise and shine. That's what the Lord is calling his church to, his latter day church to. His double portion power shower is being poured out upon Israel and his church at this time. And he's calling us to that life of breakthrough. He has broken through for us. One of Jesus' names is breakthrough. He is the God of breakthrough. And he is calling us to rise and shine bright in the night, in the darkness. Let the light of Jesus be seen through us. Also, I believe, I see in this, in the month of Sivan and the month of June, our Jewish brothers and sisters, it's associated with the book of Ruth, and they read through that story, the incredible prophetic story of Ruth. And one of my favourite verses is there. I made it my wedding vow and commitment to my husband when I lived and worked in Jerusalem as a young single girl. Before I made that vow and commitment to my husband, I made it to Israel, to my Jewish brothers and sisters, because Ruth, who was a Gentile, like many of you watching, I know I do have wonderful Jewish friends who tune in too, and I love you so much, as you well know. And she was a Gentile who joined herself to her mother-in-law, who had lost her two sons, lost her husband, and Ruth lost her husband, who was Naomi's son as well. But she wouldn't leave her. And she said, through Ruth's pain and turmoil, just like we see Israel going through so much right now, many of my Jewish friends say, we're losing the PR war. The lies out there are just warmongering, because it's actually causing war. It's causing so much devastation and so much pain. The lies we need to see through the mainstream media, and we need to stand strong with Israel. I'm not saying they always get everything right, but we need to pray for them. We need to be a voice for them. We need to be one with them. So what did Ruth say? I believe that this month is a picture of, in that the double portion, the twins, Jew and Gentile, coming together as one new man. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me and more, if anything but death parts you and me. I made that commitment to my husband. I've made that commitment to somebody who is a like family to me now, my Jewish sister, who lives in another part of the world. I've made that commitment to Israel, and I believe as his church, he wants us to make that commitment, take our stand. God's promises to bless those who bless Israel doesn't go so well for those who don't. I believe, and what the Lord shows us in this month of Sivan prophetically, is supernatural, extravagant provision. Provision supplied in advance. He made everything for Adam, and then he made Adam. I see it as provision and rest. A number of rabbis, they teach that originally the creation would assist, not resist Adam. If he stretched out for fruit, then the very fruit and the leaves would lean towards him. But because of the fall, the earth now resists rather than assists. Part of the fall, part of the curse, was that men would work by the sweat of their brow. And oh, the turmoil, oh, the stress. But because of Jesus, because of Pentecost, because of the Holy Spirit within us, once more, we can live life restored, and we can work from that position of rest. How beautiful is that? Thank God for his restoration, his redemption, and his favour and grace upon our lives once more. The Hebrew letter number for the month of Sivan is the number 3, and it's the letter Gimel. It's pictorially a camel. Now, are you ready for the prophetic download with this? Because this plane is taking off, and we're going higher and higher, and then we're going to come in to our prophetic land so that we can walk continually in God's prophetic purposes for us this month. Your camels of provision are coming, says the Lord. It's about your provision and rest, as I said. Camels, they carry you. Camels are not necessarily known as beasts of burden, but more beasts of blessing, but they do carry a lot of the burden. In Hebraic culture, they knew that the camels represented great wealth. It was distinguishment. It was blessing. It was favour. I believe that just as Isaac, he looked up, it says, he was out in the field, it was getting dark. Oh, we're living in times where, yes, it's getting dark. We feel like we're out in the field, we're out in our marketplace, we're out working, we're out serving in every area that the Lord leads us to. We're serving our families. But the Lord says, just as Isaac did, look up. And he saw the camels were coming, and there was the provision. There was the desire of his heart. Rebecca was coming on that camel. Are you waiting for that right partner for your life? Are you waiting for your tribe? Oh, the Lord has so been bringing me to my tribe over these recent times that I know prophetically this is your time. The Lord doesn't want anyone alone, but your camels are coming. And the Lord is bringing you home. Home is wherever he is and wherever he would have you to be, and his purposes will be fulfilled in you increasingly. The double hump in the camel represents again the double portion giving and the outpouring by the hand of the Father. Don't we see that? The word given at the Mount Sinai, the Holy Spirit given at Mount Zion, Pentecost, all aligning with God's prophetic timing during the appointed feast that God ordained, that celebration for his people that we get to be grafted into of Shavuot, which is Pentecost. How beautiful is that? Now, this is where this blew me away. I've only found this out this past week as I was studying prophetically into this month. And for the tribe of Zebulun, God assigned them a certain portion of land. They didn't feel like their land was very good. They were landlocked. They had the sea before them, the sand, they had mountains, they had other tribes, but the Lord, the psalmist says, doesn't he? The Lord is my portion and my cup. He secures my lot. He makes my lot secure. He protects all he has for you whenever you look to him for everything. And it goes on and it says, surely the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a godly inheritance. Instead of complaining, Zebulun trusted in the Lord. They knew and they became known as givers. They were loyal. They were very creative and commercial and business oriented, and God richly blessed them. But get this, there is a snail called a helizon that would wash up on their shores of Galilee every 70 years. And there would come in such a supply, and it is from that snail that their blue, the royal blue, that bright blue dye would come, which God had them use in their priestly gowns. They would use it in their tallits, their prayer shawls. It was for kings. It was for royalty. It was representing that to God's people that they were for the throne, purposed for God alone. And here is what is so amazing. It would come to this tribe. They would produce it, and it was of a very high value, and other kings would want it. When Israel was put out of her land, just as was prophesied so sadly and tragically, those snails ceased to come onto the shores. But when they were restored to their land after 1948, those snails have been making an appearance again. How incredible is that? Stopped for literally thousands of years after the Jews were scattered from Israel, but began to wash up after 1948. Aligning with God's timing. His timing is perfect. And I sense the Lord would say, get ready. He's about to wash up your way. So many blessings that are coming to you, that your tide is coming in with blessings galore by the word of the Lord. But you are blessed to be a blessing. And it speaks of this tribe Zebulun. They were reminded, because those snails or the shellfish, whatever you'd like to call them, would only wash up every 70 years, each generation had to set their hope in you on God. What a beautiful picture of that prophetic word in the Psalms. We must set our hope anew on God. They would have sufficient for, say, 70 years, and then there would be another supply. So generationally, we have a generational God. God's faithfulness, his provision, his power, his protection was given to the generations. His protection and power and provision is given to us in this generation. And we have such power that is available to us in this double portion hour. I sense the Lord saying to us today, I believe that humility and dependency on the Lord is key. Zebulun, yes, they thought that they'd inherited bad land. It was unproductive. It was sea, sandy, mountainous. How and what can you build on that? But when the Lord is your portion and cup, maybe you felt the same. You just step up, you step out. You sow and you will grow. The Lord has given me such a word that it's timely and it's weighty that I'm going to release, but not in this message today. I just felt to get this monthly word out. And I was thinking possibly I'd only be bringing one word a month, as increasingly I'm going out with his word now and his message and between the family and whatever. But when the Lord says speak, I'm going to repeat. And what the Lord has poured into me has literally blown me away. And I'm excited to release it to you. But continuing on with this for today, that land which God has given to you, the Lord says he is anointing you. He's anointing you for business. He is anointing you for increase. He's anointing you that you'll be blessed to be a blessing. Psalm 107, and I built our business on this word when God led me to launch a property business. I was always about his calling, about ministry, going out to nations, but the Lord showed me that he was going to raise up a business. And the word he gave me was, those who go down to the sea and ship, Psalm 107, 23 to 25, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. Oh, ever feel like you're on a roller coaster in your career, in your work life, maybe in your relationships? Wow. Those ups and downs, it says that their soul melts because of trouble. I've been there in the business sphere. But God, he always comes through. They reel to and fro. They stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. I was only speaking to somebody in business prophetically on this the other week. They were feeling at their wits' end. When they said that, I was able to bring the word of the Lord, because look how it finishes up. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble. Every time, as a businesswoman, as a minister of God's word, every time, as a mother, as a wife, as a friend, as a child of God, every time that you face distress, find rest in him. They cry out to the Lord in their trouble and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms a storm so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet. Oh, that peace. That quiet of mind, quiet your mind, quiet your heart, still your soul in his presence. In returning and rest, you will be saved. In quietness of soul, that peace within, in quietness and confidence in him, you will be saved. But you would not often. So let's block out all the noise, all the doubts, all of the demands. And let's continually find that place of returning and resting, not stressing, and working from that place with him. That's Holy Spirit works and wonders. That's eternal, not temporal works, businesses, finances for kingdom purpose that will be released from us as we arise as that tribe of Zebulun at this time. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord. And before that, it says, then they are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them to their desired haven. Remember, it's known as this month, Zebulun is that haven. It's that glorious dwelling place, desired dwelling place, that haven, place of rest. May it be two-way in our lives. Yes, we love the rest, the peace, the provision, the power we find in him. But when the Lord comes and takes his place on the throne of our heart, may he find a resting place, not a stressing place there any longer. In Jesus' name, a place where our King can rest and we, our lives can give him great praise, great pleasure all our days. Zebulun also planted vines over the years. Vines for grapes thrive in harsh conditions. Who knew? I didn't, possibly you did. They pull out of the adversity of the land and they begin to produce the best wine. Well, we know the first miracle Jesus ever did was in Cana, actually in Zebulun land and territory. And Jesus saves the best wine till last. Get ready for Holy Spirit overflow in his church, in your life, above and beyond. I believe that the Lord would say to us at this time, just as he began, so he will finish. Because we've read the end of the book and we know that our groom, Jesus, is returning for his bride, the church, the very bride of Christ, made up of Jew and Gentile who love Yeshua, who love Jesus. And what's the first thing that we're going to do whenever we're taken up to be with him? It's the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hey, how beautiful, how amazing, and how prophetic even was Jesus' first act there in Cana. So expect, be expectant. Wine represents great joy, richness, fullness. And so I believe, as the scriptures show us, wine is going to be flowing from the mountains. Mountains can be rugged, hard places. You've been climbing, you've been struggling. You've been wondering if you were going to make it, if you were going to fall. Oh, but no, the Lord says, I will sustain you through it all. And wine is going to be flowing from the mountains. How beautiful is that? That's God's promise to us in the last days. Flowing like wine from the mountains and from the hills, from those hard places, from those rugged places. I release that over you prophetically today in Jesus' name. Coming right back now, full circle to Moses. We know our God is cyclical, and at Sinai, Exodus 3 verse 12, we read, God spoke to Moses initially whenever he had fled from Egypt. He saw and met with God face to face at that burning bush. And God said to him, as part of his promise and commitment then, that I will certainly be with you, Moses. He'd commissioned him to go back to Egypt, and how he would bring out the slaves to kings and priests. He was going to set his people free, Israel. And this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Well, for 40 years, when he had to flee from Egypt after seeing a Jewish man being mistreated, for 40 years he lived in the backside of the desert. He got married. He was a shepherd, and God promised him that he was going to be a shepherd of his people, and he would come back to that very mountain where he experienced God's word, where God spoke to him. And for 40 years he then led, not sheep. But after that period of time, God's purpose is all over your life. Whatever you're facing, face it with faith. God has a purpose in your pain. He has preparation for you in all that you are going through. Nothing has been wasted. And the Lord then used him to shepherd for 40 years in that same wilderness, to shepherd not sheep, but God's kings and priests, who he was bringing out to be his kingdom people and representatives on the earth. The Lord has great purpose for you. I sense that the Lord would say in closing today, 2 Corinthians 3:6, he alone makes us adequate ministers who are focused on an entirely new covenant. Our ministry is not based on the letter of the law that was given on the two tablets at Sinai, but through the power of the Spirit. The letter of the law kills. That was given at Mount Sinai, and we know that that resulted in 3,000 deaths. Well, at Mount Zion, when the Holy Spirit was given, it resulted in 3,000 salvations that day at Pentecost. Wow, the letter of the law kills, but the Spirit pours out life. When the the Word and the Spirit come together, we have revival that is about to break out, break forth, and burst us into the glorious, miraculous new that is before the Church of Jesus Christ, me and you at this time. Well, let's get through this scripture. The glorious ministry of the Spirit, even the ministry that was characterized by chiseled letters on stone tablets, came with a dazzling measure of glory, though it produced death. The Israelites couldn't bear to gaze on the glowing face of Moses because of the radiant splendor shining from his countenance, a glory destined to fade away. Yet how much more radiant is this new and glorious ministry of the Spirit that shines, radiates through me and you and through his church that is going to shine and radiate. Rise and shine. This is our time. Double portion time. The Word has been given. The Spirit has come. We have the double portion, the two in one. And may we go forward in the power of his might. Jesus himself said that he didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He didn't do away with it. How many know it's a good thing still not to murder, hey? It's a good thing to have your Sabbath rest, to rest, work 6 days and make sure that you obey God and we replenish and it's our returning to him. It's a good thing not to lie. It's a good thing not to commit adultery and bring pain to others and family and disruption and destruction. It's a good thing. He's never done away with it, but people couldn't fulfill it because we can't do it through the work of flesh. We could never be good enough. So the Holy Spirit has come, and the Holy Spirit is going to cause us to fulfill God's word through us. We no longer live under the law. Here's what the Lord showed me. It was so beautiful just this morning. We no longer live under the law. That ceiling has become our new floor. That through the Holy Spirit who comes upon us, we walk as is characterized by this month, meaning to walk on, walk strong, walk continually, walk the talk, walk the word, that we can now walk his word. We can live his laws because the Holy Spirit writes them on our hearts, and the Holy Spirit will be our strength. He's given to us the double portion of the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. We have the word and the fullness of the Spirit. We have no excuse. Let's go strong into all that the Lord has for us. The Lord has written his word on our hearts by the Holy Spirit, his instructions on our hearts that we may not depart from them, but walk them out daily to please our Father and fulfill his word in our lives too. I pray people will not be able to see where God's word begins in my life and my life ends. Where God's word ends and my life begins, where the Holy Spirit begins in my life and my life ends, and where my life begins and the Holy Spirit ends. Of course, the Holy Spirit is endless, and that's where we just go into his eternal overflow, one with Christ, born again by the blood of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit that fills us and is within us. The fullness of the Holy Spirit. And this month is characterized by the beautiful, powerful Holy Spirit. The Lord fulfills his word. Moses' 40-year cycle. There's often a cycle in God's word, the monthly cycles, the feast cycles annually that was given. And it says in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. The cycle of the seasons, God is in it all. He's not a linear God. You can never miss it and miss out. I was ministering to somebody around lunch at a conference just the other week, and this pastor, they were concerned they could miss it. And I've been there myself many a time. Have I missed it? And I was saying to them then, God, it's not linear, he's cycle. He brings it around again. It's a convergence. You're not missing it. You're never going back. You're going forward, further, higher, faster into all and the much more that the Lord has for you. We learn in life and we take those lessons with us through the good, bad and the ugly, and and Jesus will work all things together for our good. Are you ready to pray? Let's commit this new month of Sivan, this new month of June, to the Lord, and the Lord is our portion and cup. He's going to fill us up with his Holy Spirit, and we are going to go in the Lord's overflow by the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you are taking us on this incredible journey, Lord, and that you're going to fill our lives anew, just as you did at Pentecost, with you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we surrender all to you. We break off all containment. All sin has been paid for by you, Jesus, at the cross. Thank you for your blood that covers us. And in this month of Sivan, which means our covering, we thank you, Lord, that we go now covered anew with you, clothed with your righteousness. Thank you for the covering of the Holy Spirit. We shall receive power, for the Holy Spirit has come upon us. Thank you. We are going forward empowered this month. We're going forward envisioned. We know the goodness and the good things that you have in store for us. And we seize them, we take them by faith. And we say, Lord Jesus, have your way. Be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Until next time.